Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Mordechai Plaskar. I'm actually giving a share from the loft in Borough Park. I'm at a foundation event for my extended family, a wonderful organization that provides resources, after-school programming, and wonderful initiatives for children that are growing up in single-parent homes. So I'm stepping away to give a share. The mayor of New York City is actually going to be joining us for a few minutes, but the share is more important. So here we go with the thought or two to share with you. I hope you enjoy. The parsha begins with Eved Ivri, and that's really the focus of why we talk about the Eved Ivri tonight. Why do we talk about the Eved Ivri? It's the first topic to talk about, and yet there are so many topics to discuss. We can be talking about Shabbos, we could talk about Mila, we could talk about Yoga, we could talk about Shemitah, and so many other topics. Why specifically the concept of Eved Ivri? And the answer is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much concerned with the weakest link. The weakest link is the individual who resorts to stealing something, and he is unable to repay it and becomes a slave. So what happens to that person? He goes into a Jewish home, and inside the Jewish home, he finds that the mother of the home is lighting candles, and there's a beautiful aura, majesty, and elegance. And then shul comes, and then the husband goes out to shul, he takes him with him, and then they have a beautiful suda on Friday night, and there's mirrors and singing and dancing. And after the meal, everyone retires home, but the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the home, only has one blanket and pillow and mattress, and he has to give it all up for the benefit of the Eved Ivri. So the first thing is, we don't say, hey, you know, you cause this upon yourself. We don't make the person feel uncomfortable. And also, we don't remind him by excluding these important elements from him, because that only confounds his sorrow that he never had these things in the first place. All of a sudden, he has all these things. So at the end of the day, after 6 years, the Eved is allowed to go free, and he becomes a beacon of light onto the nation. And that is the most beautiful outcome and positive way to shepherd in a new beginning. If, however, the Eved Ivri decides that he wants to remain an Eved Ivri, then we take him to the doorpost and we pierce his ear with a marzeah. Marzeah is the gematria 400. And 400 means that 400 years wasn't enough for you, and now v'avad oliola, remain a slave forever. And that is the messaging that we have for this week's parsha. The converse is when a person goes into the secular prison system and he comes in as a simple ganef, like a robber, and then he walks out as a rodef, as a murderer, because he learned so much while he was in prison. And if he walks in as a rodef, as a murderer, then he walks out as a better murderer, you know, better skill sets about how to injure and hurt people and harm people and rob from people. So that's really the penal code. And so there could be, as they say, repeat offenders there, because people just may feel comfortable being in that environment, because at least they know that they may have 3 square meals, they have a roof over their heads. You know, it's a very difficult and traumatic experience. Not so with the Jewish society. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that somebody who resorts to this does not fall into the realm of, as they say in Les Miserables, Jean Valjean, right? 24601. I don't know if anybody's seen Les Miserables. But just to paraphrase, he got 12 years in prison because he stole a loaf of bread, and then 8 more because he tried to escape. And he spent 20 years just because of a loaf of bread that cost a few dollars. So it just doesn't resonate well with the Jewish people. We are an Am Segula, a treasured nation, because we lift the people up that need the lifting, and we elevate them to such a level that they never remember why they even had the title of a Jewish slave. We are Avadim Takash Baruch Hu. We are Mamin in Hashem. And the only Eved that we are is an Eved Hashem. And that's really the hopeful outcome after 6 years of being in servitude. So with that, I wanted to be mechazik everybody, that we should see in ourselves tremendous kohos and tremendous strength, that we should be able to inspire and lift others up. And just sharing that this is also a wonderful organization that lifts kids up. We may not see it today, but every time that we lift somebody up in our neighborhood, we give someone peace and the time and the luxury of our comfort and our encouragement, more so, that is the necessary ingredient for our future success. And so I wish everyone a Shavuot Tov. I wish everyone the very best. I hope you enjoy this Bar Torah, and I want to wish everyone a good night.